reminded, as our Sister Bowers was speaking of Brother Nardone, we listened to a tape in the car on the way to camp, something he had spoken, Pentecost time. But he used that text that our sister used. And he spoke about being strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. They had gone through World War II. Their church had been bombed out entirely. They had a nice building and a good church. And God saved many souls before the war. When the pressure was on, you know, generally people reach out for the Lord. They'd had a good time. And then came the war, and they were forbidden to gather together as Pentecostal people, no speaking in other tongues, no gifts of the Spirit manifested. Many of the songs taken out of the book, or they were forbidden to sing them. And they had to join in with another group of Christians that the government had tight control over. So they dried up inwardly a lot. They used to gather together in basement rooms and places and just worship the Lord there, because they wanted to keep something that once you've tasted of Christ within you and the inner worship, you're not satisfied. And you can't be with the outward things, things on a more outward plane. And so they would gather like that. But largely they had lost that touch of God. And after the war ended, the women came and the men came to their building, and the sisters would knock the mortar off the bricks they could find yet. They picked them up out of the rubble and rebuilt their hall. And it was quite a primitive looking place when they had finished, but at least they had a home where they could worship. And they felt their great need of the power of God. And people needed restoration. They needed to be strengthened. And so they sought the Lord, and the Lord came to the young people. You know, God likes young people very much. And he came to the young people, poured out his spirit upon them, and many of them received marvelous revelations of the Lord. One brother whom I got to know after a while, He prophesied so beautifully, and he was just a fellow off the slums of Hamburg, Reeperbahn, if you know what that is, anybody. One of the wildest streets in the world known as that. And you know, he found God, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. One of our brethren from Kirchheim came into a meeting there one night in the youth meeting. They had no lights, gathered in the tent praying. And he walked in there, and he could hardly find his way. I guess there were some street lights or something burning, and he found his way, and this young man began to prophesy, and he told this fellow his whole story. And he said, "Isn't it time for you to surrender to the Lord?" And this fellow had come to pick up his son, who was there. And his son poked him. He said, "Dad, do you know he's talking about you?" He had told how he'd gone through the war, how he had been bombed out, and he just described all his experiences. Described the family, how many children were there, and the whole thing. And God brought you back and brought your family together again and gave you your old job back. He was a banker. And God just pictured his whole life for him. But those young people, they brought revival to that church. They got filled with the Holy Ghost again. They were baptized in the Spirit. And God began to move, and he said, "You know, we had no problem." They would go out on the street corner by them without anyone leading them or prompting them. Go out to sow the seed and speak to hearts. Had street meetings there, and they'd read in the light of the street lights and read their Bibles to people. And they said, "That really was the answer for us. Just that endowment with power from on high." And as we went along, we found that there would be revival like that. But we lost it again. And there was something lacking in our experience until we found out. They tried different ways to keep the touch of God, to keep the power of God. And we do that. We find new ways. There are ways in which the Lord manifests himself. One of those ways, of course, at that time was to learn to praise the Lord. And they had learned that. They had learned from my uncle and others how to worship, and what a change came in to those meetings when they learned to praise the Lord. Have you learned that? You learned how to open your mouth in the meeting? Same way you do in your kitchen. Now you open your mouth and praise the Lord. Some of you can talk pretty loud in your kitchen, can't you? But in meeting, wow. Dear Lord, under my breath I praise you. That's not the way. Open your soul, open your mouth, and praise the Lord. And they learned that. And they got delayed in praise. But after a while, they found that wasn't quite what they wanted either. It didn't satisfy them. It brought God to them, but they got involved in praise. Now, that's the thing my uncle feared when he went over there, because people began to say, Brother Waldfogel brought, they call it in German, Lobpreis, the singing in the spirit, singing in the praise of God in the meetings. He brought that to Germany. And that's frightened my uncle, because he realized there is only one center, and that's Jesus Christ himself. And as soon as our hearts are attached to some way in which he manifests himself and don't center in Jesus, well, we're going to come up dissatisfied after a while. Then we'll try something else. We'll try some other manifestation. And you have so many of them. I don't have to go into that at all. You realize what has gone on and how people have tried, and these very large meetings. You know, Brother Lardone was speaking about that. And he spoke about, I believe it was Dave Wilkerson's testimony, referred to one of the men that stopped it all after a while. One of the most successful. Cut it out. He said, this is not the answer. People are being entertained, but they don't meet Jesus, and so he quit. I got a letter from a fellow from Germany. He was located in Texas, doing a missionary work all over the world, and he sent out a tape to all his contacts saying that they should not send offerings to him anymore now. He's closing down entirely for a year. Now, he had gotten into all the new Pentecost, you know, and tried everything and was greatly blessed. And you should have heard the tapes he was sending out from missionaries and all around, and of his conferences, great meetings. And then I get this tape. I'm quitting everything. I need to get alone with God and find new orientation. That's a pity, isn't it? But Brother Lardone said that ought to make us stop and think too. What do I really need? I need Jesus. And nothing will satisfy. This man was preaching in our church one day. We sing that same chorus. Oh, it's just Jesus. Oh, it's just Jesus. Oh, it's just Jesus. We sing, nor lying, only Jesus. For I've touched the hem of his garment, and his blood hath made me whole. And he said, you know, we've been singing that chorus since I was a young fellow. And that chorus has stuck with us. And we always come back to it. Says there are many choruses that we enjoyed and they've come and gone, but this one has always expressed the need in the meeting, and how often when he stretches out his wings over us, his presence is manifested, we can just sing, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. I've touched the hem of his garment. And you know, that's the power that we need. Now, in the German Bible, it is God give you power inwardly, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. We say strengthen you with might by his spirit in the inner man. And the Bible says there are many kinds of powers, many powers. And there are power to heal the body. There are powers to save, bring salvation, to bring us out of darkness into his marvelous light. But there is also this manifestation of the power of God to strengthen the inner man. And this minister, Brother Lardone, speaks about the change that came into their work when they began to worship and just open their hearts, and sometimes in silence, but they sought to be strengthened in the inner man. That inner man. You got one. We all have. That spirit within, that soul within. That's where we really meet God. And it has to get on the inside. Jesus wants to control this inner man of mine. He wants to strengthen it. We mentioned last night about a hearing ear. That's the inner man that is strengthened. We hear the Lord. He dwells within us. We are occupied with Himself. He manifests Himself. There are powers that God puts in every one of us to recognize Jesus. Here he talks about being strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge. There is light that God wants to give to us. There is that strength that makes us to walk inwardly, to walk in the Lord, to walk with Christ. He dwells within us by faith. That part of me, that inner man, needs to be strengthened. We all know something about Christ within, the hope of glory. Yeah. We've experienced something about that. But that inner man, that where Christ dwells within us, and there are powers within us to see Him all the time. And God wants us to do that and recognize Christ within. And these are operations of the Spirit of God. And the Apostle Paul is lying there in prison. And he doesn't say, God, get me out of this hole. God, I want to get out there and do it again. I want to go to some new place and have a new camp. He's praying for the Ephesians. And he says, oh God. It must not have been comfortable. I was speaking to someone that was in the village last night. Were you in the village? Kind of chilly up there, huh? Kind of cool in the village. Must have been kind of cold in that prison too, don't you think so? You ever see a dungeon? Did you ever go to look at one? Some of these old castles of Europe, it just makes you shiver to look into one of those holes. But to lay there to be imprisoned, and not to think of himself, but to know the thing that those Ephesians really need. Oh God, strengthen them with might by your Spirit in the inner man. Don't let that light go out. Don't let that power fail. But give them strength that they may know Christ, the great King of glory, who's been raised from the dead and has raised us together with him, that they might live in his victory. Strengthen them with might by thy Spirit in the inner man. There's so much outwardness today, and we need God to strengthen the inner man. The inner man. That we may see the Lord, and we may be conscious of him within. He may be revealed within. The song that we sang was written by Mr. Haywood. He was a mulatto. And I knew someone from his church, Phyllis. What was her last name? From Waukee. You remember Sister Phyllis who taught Sunday Gaither. School? Gaither, was it? Gaither. Phyllis Gaither, not the singers, you know. It's long ago. And she said, I came out of his church. And you know, you could be sitting in the meeting, before the meeting, and when that man walked down the aisle to go to the platform, you felt just like a wave of the presence of Jesus accompany that man. It just covered us, covered the meeting. He brought Christ to the meeting. What was it? Oh, he had that sight inwardly, and he walked inwardly with God. He kept in touch with God. And we sometimes go to church and we hear good sermons and we're blessed and we enjoy the meetings greatly. And after the meeting is over, why, it doesn't seem to have done very much for us inwardly. We lose that touch with God. And if God can strengthen you and strengthen me this morning, yes, in the inner man, You think he's interested in that?
Amen.
But that's where he dwells.
Amen.
That's where he wants to manifest himself.
Yes.
That's where he wants to put power within us. Also to have faith in him and our faith in Jesus. He's with us. He manifests himself and we expect him to work. We expect him to undertake for us. We walk with him. And God would like to just strengthen that. Those powers within every one of us.
Yes.
To see the Lord and to know the Lord. And it is not done necessarily through, what shall we say, the words that Paul wrote, for example, they didn't suffice. But he prayed. He said, God, you do it. God, you come to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, according to your riches and glory. I think that's enough for everybody here to get a good portion today. Don't you think so?
Yes.
If he ministers to us according to his riches in glory, strengthen them, Lord.
Yes.
Strengthen the inner man. You see their meetings. You see what a big church that is. You see how they've come out of that idol worship and you have saved them. You've washed them in your blood. You've put them there in that city. But God, they need the inner man strengthened. They need that operation of the Holy Ghost that quickens the inner man. We need that in all of our meetings. Every time we come together. God, help us. What made these men like this missionary leader I was telling you about? His name is Hessen. And this Mr. Wilkerson, what makes them say, we got to stop? It doesn't satisfy. I got into a whirl here of things and it just doesn't satisfy. The only thing to do is stop it all. Now, I don't follow his life and I don't know what he's doing, but that testimony that has been translated into German, I've read it in German, not in English, and that made such an impression on the assemblies of over there, all the different churches. What is this? They send our missionaries from USA, go over there and send the preachers over to America, and they want to show them what a big church looks like. They take them to these churches that seat several thousands of people, and they'll call me up and they'll say, can you accommodate 20 preachers or something like that, and then just get somebody to take them around New York City and show them the city. They don't want to come to our church. It's too small. There's nothing doing there anyway, but they want to see these great big places, and they're supposed to imitate them. Study their programs and see how we're going to conquer the world. Listen, they go back disappointed. They say, that doesn't fit into our situation at all. You go to Austria, that place is so solidly Roman Catholic that people are saved one by one. Personal witnesses. And they take these ministers that have 30 people in their church maybe and have labored hard and God has blessed them and hand-picked people. And they take them to one here with 5,000 people in the Sunday morning meeting. And these fellows look at that. And then they come back and say, well, that doesn't fit into our situation anyway. But they're trying to build the churches that way. And they neglect the inner man entirely. Oh, Jesus. How is it with your inner man today? Let me ask you that before the Lord. Have you learned to walk with him and keep your touch with him and recognize him and rejoice in his glorious presence within? There's nothing sweeter than to recognize Jesus within and to hear his voice and to see his face and to feast with him as we heard. And his banner over us is love. Oh, thank God. And he makes us to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. Hallelujah. Oh, the depths of that love for me why, Jesus, you loved me and you gave yourself for me. And the wonder of it is that when you prayed, you said, Father, 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 I want them to be with me where I am. I want them to be one with me as I'm one with you, Father. Father, that's why I gave my life and why I'm giving my life. I want you to unite them to myself, and we may be one. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your prayer. We thank you that you've expressed your desire. And we thank you, Lord, that you've answered that prayer. And today you live to live within your people. And you have caused us, O Lord, you've made us alive unto you. And Lord, we just pray that you will minister to that inner man today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, strengthen us with might by thy Spirit in the inner man, Lord. Dear Lord, I pray that you'll change our values today.
Yes, Lord.
Give us a sight of what really matters, O God, and what pleases your heart. The thing for which you died, the thing for which you have been raised again, that you might live within your people and reveal yourself within your people, Lord. And we just pray that we shall know the power of God today to be strengthened in the inner man. Oh, Jesus, 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 I would like to appeal to you in the name of the Lord. Don't let that thing go. Don't give it up. There's a fading away and a losing of the touch. And there's outward things that are esteemed so highly by men today. Crowds, success. Jesus stands outside and knocks at the door of the church. Says, if you hear my voice, open the door. And I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Oh, we thank you for this holy ground you brought us onto, Lord. God, we know this place has been dedicated to you, that you might come to your people. We know you love us, Lord, and you're ministering to us because you want every one of us to have Christ dwelling within us in a brighter, clearer way. We thank you for it, Jesus. Amen.
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 All of you are conscious of my presence among you this morning, and I have stretched out my hand over you, and I want you simply to believe me and let me do my work with it, and I'll strengthen that inner man.
Yes, Lord, we believe you. Yes,
Lord. Do it, Lord.
Amen.